Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. More than 5.3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, 1.6 million of them in the United States, with the number of dead on track to surpass 100,000 in the next few days. The New York Times is marking the horror by devoting Sunday's entire front page to a list of 1,000 names of people who have died in the U.S. It's under a headline calling it an incalculable loss. In the commentary, they were not simply names on a list, they were us. Slowing infection rates across Europe have led to a gradual restoration of everyday freedoms there. Well-spaced faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday for the first time in months. President Trump has called on governors to allow the reopening of churches, synagogues, and mosques across the country. In Minnesota,
starting on May 27th, places of worship may open at a 25% occupancy.
But Governor Tim Walz adds,
many have made a choice and will continue to make the choice to not open for large gatherings.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.